AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Tropical Storm Hillary has been drenching Southern California. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Southern California's first tropical storm in 84 years is causing flooding and mudslides. And Richard Pasch of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says the rains will continue.
Certainly through today and into tonight. I think that's our, as far as California, but then it's going to, those rains are going to spread northward and into Nevada and eventually up into other parts of the western United States.
Pasch says some areas could get up to 10 inches of rain. The desert resort city of Palm Springs had gotten nearly 3 inches of rain by Sunday evening. I'm Donna Warder.
35,000 people are under evacuation orders across British Columbia as firefighters have been battling raging wildfires throughout Canada. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says this is an extraordinarily serious situation.
Even as we're seeing those terrible images, we're also seeing images of how Canadians across the country, particularly out west, are stepping up to help their fellow citizens, their neighbors, residents who are fleeing for their lives. In many cases, have lost everything.
Fire chiefs in the region say they've made some progress in the struggle. Israeli authorities say that a suspected Palestinian attacker has killed an Israeli woman and seriously wounded a man in the south of the occupied West Bank. Monday's attack is the latest as violence continues to flare in the territory after last week's shooting killed 2 Israelis. Milwaukee police say 13 people were injured and 1 was killed in 3 separate shootings just blocks from each other over the weekend. This is AP News. A wealthy dentist convicted of killing his wife on an African safari is expected to be sentenced to life in prison today. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Larry Rudolph was found guilty of murder and mail fraud for cashing in nearly $5 million in insurance policies for his wife. Prosecutors say he wanted that money to live a lavish retirement with his girlfriend. They say in Zambia on safari in 2016, Rudolph shot his wife in the heart and tried to make it look like she accidentally shot herself. Prosecutors are also seeking an estimated $25 million in penalties from him. Rudolph maintains his innocence and plans to appeal. His girlfriend was sentenced to 17 years in prison after being convicted as an accessory to the plot. I'm Julie Walker.
A judge is set to sentence Lucy Letby for murdering 7 babies and attempting to kill 6 others while working as a neonatal nurse at a hospital in northern England. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.